Jean-Richard Amelin, the Quebec pianist, opens Toronto Summer Music today, and that's from his new Chopin recording. And let's get all the details from Toronto Summer Music 2021, Arts, Culture, Classical. It is the Oasis here on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, bottom of the clock. Well, one of our favorite events in the city come summertime has to be Toronto Summer Music, a classical lover's delight with ensembles like the TSO and Tafel Music and regional orchestras tending to be on break. So this is just what the doctor ordered. The festival dipped its toe into online performances last summer and will again be fully immersed in the digital format this time around with a program titled New Horizons. Daily performances online beginning today and running through Sunday, August 1st. Now, along with chamber ensembles, you can enjoy dance, art song, kids concerts as well. The programming is free this year, so underlining that aspect. And some of the highlights, the Griffin Trio, filmed at Kerner Hall. The Regeneration Concerts with Toronto Summer Music Fellows performing Jonathan Crowe and pianist Philip Chu with evenings of Beethoven sonatas. Soprano Adrian Piachanka, the National Academy Orchestra, led by Boris Brat, who was a guest here on the program last week, great conductor, the New Orford Quartet, and cellist Stéphane Tétrault, just to name a few, and so many others. Jonathan Crowe is concertmaster with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, a celebrated concert violinist, member of the New Orford Quartet, and yes, he's also the artistic director of Toronto Summer Music. Jonathan, welcome back to the program.
Afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good, and how are you? It feels like, even though it's been a strange time, you still have a lot on your plate.
It's been a busy couple days, that's for sure. You know, it's been a strange year of doing lots of different things, not as much performing as I expected, but certainly a lot of arranging. And it's really nice to get back into the world of performing, of getting to work with young artists and put on a festival again.
James Ennis was with me recently and thought there might be some so-so performances and recordings coming our way.
It's been a long year of getting used to things that we used to take for granted. You know, I'm much better now at performing for a blank screen than I used to be.
Right.
Getting back to playing for audiences is taking a little bit longer.
Why New Horizons? Tell us about this theme.
Well, New Horizons was our way of looking towards the future for TSM, the idea that there's a new digital world out there, the idea that there's a new kind of way of programming that's come about over the last couple years, more attention to DEI, more attention to composers that might have been neglected. Mm-hmm. And of course, the pandemic, looking forward to this future of getting back to live performances, which we're actually going to be able to do the last week of July, and moving a little bit more to normalcy, or what we used to think was normalcy in music.
That's breaking news for me. Tell me a little bit about what you are going to do from a live perspective.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, we just found out with government regulations that we are going to be able to go live. So the entire last week of July, we're going to take over Grace Church on the Hill and basically run concerts almost all day, every day. We're going to announce tomorrow on our website what's going on, but there's a lot of great shows, the New Orford String Quartet, some mixed chamber music, the Beethoven cycle of sonatas for violin and piano, all kinds of great stuff. And this won't change any of our online offerings. All the virtual events that you can see on our website now are still going to take place.
Well, that is so incredible. Congratulations. You must be thrilled about that.
We're pretty excited. Yeah. It's pretty stressful to try to figure out how to do so many things at the same time.
But. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about some of that online programming. Jean-Richard Amelin, friend of the festival. He joined us here back in 2019, I guess it was, here at the New Classical FM during his last in-person performance. He's a dazzling opening night offer for you.
Yeah, Charles is an amazing pianist, and he's somebody that we love to present. He was supposed to come last year and play Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, and unfortunately we couldn't make that happen. So we are thrilled that he's agreed to come and play Mozart, and for me personally, Chopin for us. He's a former silver medalist in the Chopin competition and one of the great interpreters of Chopin in the world, I think.
Yeah.
And just an amazing pianist.
By the way, with his new Chopin Preludes recording, number one on the new Classical FM Top 20 chart this
week. That's right. And that's what he'll be playing for us.
Pretty exciting. Love it. That's happening today. We mentioned some of the programming, Stéphane Tétrault, the Griffins, the Orfords, the National Academy Orchestra, your music fellows. Was it heavy lifting to put all this talent into the program this year? Because I would think the scheduling and production just to do online and video performances, but now you've got this live element as well. I can only imagine the moving parts right now.
Yeah, it was an interesting mix. I mean, when we first started programming a about a year ago, I suppose, we didn't know what the border restrictions were going to be. And we made a decision pretty early on that we were going to focus on Canadian artists. From there, everything fell into place. It's a great mix of artists, but it made us all realize, like, wow, we are so lucky in Canada and in Toronto to have such a wealth of local talent. You know, it was not so hard to find an amazing group of international artists that didn't even have to cross the border to come here. That was something that made me really proud to be Canadian and to live in a country where we have so many great performers.
Let's remember that precious resource right here in the city and all over this country. You have looked at all these concerts, at least the ones online. Are there a couple of must-watches?
Yeah, I mean, certainly opening night tonight with Charles Richard Amelin is going to be amazing. I'm really excited to see the Echo Chamber Toronto. Echo Chamber is an amazing organization run by Aaron Schwebel, who's the concertmaster of the National Ballet Orchestra, where he puts together chamber music performances with dancers at the same time. It seemed like a perfect fit for this new digital and video world, right? The idea that you can see the dancers up close, that there's different angles that are possible. And then the National Academy Orchestra, this has three of Canada's greatest up-and-coming stars, Kirsten Leong, Stefan Tetreault, and Angela Schwarzkopf, performing great music. But this is the chance to see Canada's next, the people that are going to be household names for the next 40 years in classical music.
If you're just joining us, Toronto Summer Music Artistic Director and TSO Concertmaster Jonathan Crow is with us. Toronto Summer Music begins today with pianist Charles Richard Amelin in performance, and festival performances are free this year. TorontoSummerMusic.com. Is it that simple, Jonathan? We click the website and more or less we can watch? Is that the idea?
That's right. You click on the website and every video link will go up the day of the concert or perhaps sooner. If you can't make it at the exact time that it's broadcast, don't worry about it, because most of the links are going to stay up for 7 days afterwards, so you can watch it at a time that's convenient for you. And if you loved it, you can just watch it again.
We would be remiss if we didn't touch on the Toronto Symphony Orchestra for just a moment since we have you here. It's felt pretty eventful this last month or two. Music director Gustavo Jimeno with a new 2021-22 vision and schedule. Matthew Loden, your CEO, announcing he's departing. Changes in the air. What's your feeling as concertmaster, and what do you see for the year ahead?
It certainly has been, an interesting year, a lot of things going on. You know, the orchestra is just so thrilled to get back on stage. We've had a chance to perform smaller groups, a little bit of orchestra, but nothing the full orchestra that we kind of think of in the Toronto Symphony, and very little actually at Roy Thomson Hall. And that's one of the things that I've missed the most, is getting to go into a space and getting to interact with the audience in that space. So we are just thrilled for November when we get to be on stage again and we get to have audiences there and to feel that we're connecting with our audiences, not just kind of like, you know, performing for blank space and for screens and for microphones, which has been a great learning experience for all of us. But I think what we've learned is that we really miss people.
With Gustavo's programming, I mean, we're really going to finally see what this move is for the TSO.
Exactly. I mean, this was Gustavo's first year as music director, and I think we had two programs with him. So this upcoming season will be the first chance that audiences get to see his stamp. Right. And he's been somebody that's been amazing to work with and creative. Talk about rolling with the punches. He's one of the quickest pivoters that I've had the chance to work with this year. He's really quick. He realizes the realities, and he's put together what I think is just a great program.
Well, you're teasing us with live performances for Toronto Summer Music. Fantastic. You must be have high hopes to be completely live next year, I'm sure.
We really hope so. I think one of the things that we've learned this year is that there is room for digital stuff. And in a way, the hybrid format of how can we take the best of both worlds is what we're going to look for moving forward.
I'm hearing a lot of that from arts organizations across the board. So I think it's a great move. All of the 2021 festival online programming is offered free thanks to the generous support of the TSM funders, sponsors, and donors. We want to underline that. Jonathan Crow, Artistic Director with Toronto Summer Music, Concertmaster with the TSO. Thank you again for being with us and giving us this preview. It's really, really exciting.
Thanks, Mark.
Visit TorontoSummerMusic.com for links to the festival concerts and events. Toronto Summer Music begins online today, and this is an ensemble that will perform during the New Orford Quartet featuring Jonathan Crow.